In another place it says that the white garments are the righteousness of saints. That which covers us. The blood of Christ is our covering. But also, we are covered by the righteousness that we do in Him. You know, I think that the idea is that we will walk as He walked, more and more, shining brighter and brighter. And especially in those dark days, I believe we'll be given even more grace to walk right. Keep your garments. Do not let men steal them from you, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. It also goes back to the parable. The parable of the wedding feast. The king had the feast prepared, right? And he invited guests and they wouldn't come, and some others and they wouldn't come. And then he said, okay, I want you to go out in the streets and I want you to compel people to come in. And so he brought them all in, bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. But then he comes along, he finds a dude in there with no wedding garment on. And he says, how'd you come in here without a wedding garment? And he says, cast him out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, you want to keep your garments. And what does that mean? Garment? You know, here's the thing. Do you have to have a wedding garment to get invited to the wedding? No. But it's what is the big deal to get a wedding garment and put one on? Put on something appropriate for the wedding. If you go someplace, as I put it like this, you know, you want to go enter into the kingdom of God. You want to come there properly appareled, don't you? Well, yeah. Well, then, let's go get the clothes. Well, how do you get them? Well, the scripture says, and unto, they are given these great and exceeding great and precious promises that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. So there's these promises out there. It's like the king gave you a coupon to go to the tuxedo store or whatever. And all you got to do is go get your wedding garment. Put it on. You're given sufficient time and everything possible in the grace of God is there so that we can obtain the things we need so that when we appear in the wedding, we are properly attired. If you don't show up with the proper garment on, you will be cast out. That's what Jesus taught. And yeah, it has a lot to do with righteousness, because the righteousness is not just pretend. We want to walk as he walked. We want to obtain the things that he performed in his life. It says he came to bless us in turning us, every one of us, from our iniquities. So there's no reason we're in the business of perfecting holiness and the fear of God. This is what the scriptures teach. And so what's the problem? Because I know there's all kinds of problems with it in the modern church. Oh, you can't do that. Look, I know it's not very common. But just because that dude hasn't obtained it, don't let him rob you. Don't let him, no, dude, we're all going to show up to the party naked. It'll be hilarious. Nah, you don't need to clothe yourself. Here, put on the invisible clothing. The emperor's new clothes that only the truly enlightened can see. Because I know you do lots of sin, but hey, you know, those who are truly enlightened know that you're righteous because, you believe in Jesus. They abuse the imputation, because I acknowledge the imputation of Christ's righteousness to us, but they abuse it, and it leads to unrighteousness, to sin. All the things that will prevent people from entering the kingdom. I'll tell you what, there are a lot of servants in the parables who end up on the wrong side of the master. The guy with one talent comes to mind. The guy who gets kicked out because he didn't wear the wedding garment comes to mind. Oh, there's all kinds of examples. And, we should not take that. You know, I think that a lot of times people take it just so lightly. They just want to say the upside of the good news. Because obviously it is good news. But the thing is, it's not that they just want to say the upside. What I would like to say is that what they're trying to do is they just take the edge of the good news and don't want to take all of it. And honestly, what it comes down to is this. because like I said before, they do not receive the love of the truth. Here's the truth. There are given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Through Christ we escape the corruption in the world, the lust that is in the world, so that we can add to our faith virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness to brotherly kindness, love. We can add those things to our faith. We have this. That is the truth. Oh, no, I don't believe that. That can't be. Then you will receive the strong delusion that will let you believe a lie. And here's a lie. Oh, it's acceptable. God expects you to sin. He knows you're going to sin. And he really hasn't proposed to do anything about it except to just say, it's just all forgiven. I mean, he does forgive all our sins. And I guess that's it's an abuse of that. They've abused the gospel. They haven't taken in the whole counsel of God. Hey, every lie, a good lie, is going to incorporate a lot of truth. And that's why it makes it very difficult to speak against it, because to them it sounds like you're speaking against the salvation which Christ has offered by his blood. When I'm not doing that at all, what I'm saying is you're neglecting your salvation if you don't seek out the righteousness, if you don't seek out the garment which God has provided. He's provided a garment for you. Go put it on. It's not a question of you do this to earn salvation. It's you're saved and put this on. Will you refuse it? Who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Oh, millions of Christians in America, how about that? They do not fear him, but they shall. And how do I get off on that? Oh, blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. Christ in the sermon on the Olivet Discourse, you know, Mark 13, Matthew 24, Luke 21. Luke 21 is a little different. But he said, what I say to you, I say unto all, watch. They asked him about the end, and he says, watch, for if the good man of the house had known at what hour the thief would come, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. A lot of people get a little confused about this thief imagery. You know, it says the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. And they even made a movie back in the 80s about the rapture where they said, a thief in the night. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, but beloved, you are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Christ is not going to come to us as a thief. Now, when the tribulation, what do you think the trumpets are for?